This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
History is so incredible. The moment we're in is so epic that I am literally unable to even broadcast at this point. I mean, this is so amazing. Foreign governments, the unelected EU, run by the heir of the Nazis and the Chi-Coms that killed 110 million of their own people and their own admissions, are now rampaging to destroy free speech and are purging thousands of conservative Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and Google channels and everything else every day. They're openly announcing we're all Russian agents and they're going to arrest us and they're going to kill our president and rape his family. They're openly announcing they're going to shut down America, and America was never great and it'll never be great. They're a bunch of open enemies that are against all of us and our families, who are incredibly criminal, that are so out of control. They admit their plan against us, and I will not sit here and I will not stand for this garbage. I will stand against it with you, and this system will not succeed. It will not cross the threshold. It will not destroy the Renaissance. It will not destroy true liberalism. It will not destroy the future. It will not destroy me. It will not destroy your family. It will fall of its own weight. But I call on humanity to awaken now and realize how serious the costs are and understand it. We're going to come back with the Tucker Carlson piece and the Bill Maher piece that I said we'd get to. The copy I sent didn't get downloaded. Another one did with some stuff in the background. It's coming up. It's just that, listen, if I seem out of control, it's not because I'm even angry or pissed off. It's because the energy level on this planet and the decision being made about the future of humanity all lines up, as Providence says, with America, and it all lines up with this election. This election. We can still win if we fail here, but it's a whole nother timeline of bioweapon, nuclear war, civil wars, billions dead. And I don't want to get metaphysical here, but everybody knows I know what I'm talking about. I got a little bit of a sixth sense, a little bit, just a little bit. And this is it, ladies and gentlemen. We can all feel it. We can all see it. And I want humanity to make the right decision. We're still going to have incredible challenges. Things are going to still be hard. We're not offering some utopia. But you sign on with these globalist cutthroats that created Hitler and created the commies. Man, we are facing a really bad 100 years of technotronic tyranny and technocracy, and Katie bar the door, sweet Jesus. Sweet, 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 sweet Jehovah. That's why I'm bouncing off the walls, because I can feel humanity struggling back to life partially, and we've almost got a path to the future. Oh, God, if we make it through this, we're going to look back on this as being born. If we make it to the stars and what's going to happen, we're going to look back and go, God, we're going to just every moment be rejoicing we made it through this. But if we don't make it through this, my God, all the nightmare visions of John on the Isle of Patmos, everything that every sage has known, we're going to have to go through it. And I don't want my children to go through that. And that's why I'm so angry. That's why I'm so frustrated. I feel like I don't have the power or the resistance or the strength to be delivering you this message. But thank God that Trump is there. Thank God that Drudge is there. Thank God that you're there. And thank God this crew is there. I've been somewhat of a jerk today because I'm just like a race car. Start your engines. And I'm like, bah! I mean, I've just got stacks of them admitting how they're going to steal our birthright of free speech and how they're going to persecute us and how our kids belong to them. And it's like they're a bunch of discriminatory, and it's all fraudulent and it's all insane and it's all satanic. Mike Cernovich is coming up in the second segment throughout the rest of the hour. Appreciate him coming up. Great, smart guys, a lot of inside baseball. How is Trump going to strike back against this? That's being formulated now. People want to talk about what's in the birthing phase, but I think you need to know Trump is preparing for the counterpunch.
Fueling your body is hard work. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Which is coming up to the balance of the hour at the next segment. Anytime, this could be my last broadcast. The globalists, the deep state, are looking at cutting off the power grid. They're looking at taking over major telecommunications and announcing that President Trump is a Russian agent. They've already told big digital telecoms and the tech giants that they are taking over, that Trump will lose, and that they've got to censor all conservatives ahead of the midterms 80 days out. Or that they will be broken up once the Democrats get in. The Democrats will take you over anyways. It was America allowed you to grow something this big and set something up like this, Alphabet and your subsidiaries, Google and YouTube and then Facebook and all the rest of it. And so Trump is saying no and formulating plans now to counterstrike. But Tucker Carlson beautifully laid this out Friday night. He had a bunch of incredible guests, the full 35-minute several segments are on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Get it out to people. America is making its decision now. And he said, those going along with my censorship are cowards and fools. And boy, was he proven right. They have banned hundreds of prominent Twitter, Facebook, YouTube accounts. PragerU has been frozen. Their videos taken down. Totally family. Totally conservative, G-rated. They have been banned on Facebook. It's all happening. This is the takeover ahead of civil unrest, false flags, you name it. So let's go to Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to a special Inside the Issues edition of Tucker Carlson tonight. Over the next hour, we'll take a deeper dive into some of the biggest matters affecting American life today. We start with speech. As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones. Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news. The institutional right in Washington, afraid of being criticized, mostly stayed silent. That was foolish and it was cowardly. This isn't about Alex Jones or any one person. It's about the central principle of our society. And it's at stake here. Do people have a right to communicate their views? It doesn't matter what those views are, Alex Jones's views or anyone else's views. They may be misguided. They may be repugnant. Often they are. But there's a remedy for repugnant views. Make a counter case. Defeat bad ideas with good ideas. Kill lies with truth. That's how healthy societies function. We are moving in the opposite direction. Increasingly, the people in charge use technology to silence criticism, mostly of them. The left will tell you that defending Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie. We would make the very same case on behalf of Jill Stein or Noam Chomsky on the left or anyone else the establishment was trying to silence. The left-wing ACLU spent about 100 years representing radical extremists whose views they hated, and they did it to make that point. Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech. In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world...
Back that up 10 seconds. What changed is they got power and they sold out the Chi-Coms, the EU, the big banks. The right was wrong to try to censor the left early on. We should have just countered them. But now they're the ones in control, and they're the ultimate censors at universities, the media, everywhere. They're monsters. And now they want you completely banned from all new forms of digital communication, just like using a telephone. Let's continue.
Totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
Let's pause again and back it up 10 seconds. Because they tracked the talking points I put out that I didn't invent. They were classic Americana. They were what made us great. It was Barry Goldwater. It was Ron Paul. It was, you know, all these patriots. But I was able to get it out. They did a study, basically, and they knew that I was reaching tens of millions a week. It was real. You know, bigger than Limbaugh. I don't want to be bigger than anybody to feel big. I kind of hit it for a while. They were like twice the size of Limbaugh at our peak until they censored us. But still, now government listens even more. It's like once you cut me off the proletariat, now it's like the Congress and foreign governments are like, give me the Jones, when I'm not even that important. It's my guests that are important, but... That's what I'm saying, folks. This is incredible what's happened. Let's go back to Tucker Carlson.
People have a right to communicate their views. It doesn't matter what those views are, Alex Jones's views or anyone else's views. They may be misguided. They may be repugnant. Often they are. But there's a remedy for repugnant views. Make a counter case. Defeat bad ideas with good ideas. Kill lies with truth. That's how healthy societies function. We are moving in the opposite direction. Increasingly, the people in charge use technology to silence criticism, mostly of them. The left will tell you that defending Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie.
Hey, pause. Just back it up 5 seconds. But you have to understand, they build a straw man and run thousands of articles a week for years about what I said that I didn't, so that then they can say, oh, get rid of his speech to set the precedent. So again, it's not even what I said. Continue.
Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie. We would make the very same case on behalf of Jill Stein or Noam Chomsky on the left or anyone else the establishment was trying to silence. The left-wing ACLU spent about 100 years representing radical extremists whose views they hated, and they did it to make that point. Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech.
Hey, pause again. But that's when they were getting in charge. Now that they're in charge, ACLU don't hear them. Like, no, no, no. Continue.
Everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up? And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with. You see it all the time. Last summer, the CEO of Google, who is a billionaire, by the way, flew home from family vacation just to fire a low-level programmer called James Damore. What did Damore do? His crime was writing a private memo that gently questioned identity politics. The reaction in both those cases, and many others like them, was weirdly disproportionate, almost hysterical. It was like shooting someone for looking at you funny. Confident people don't behave like that. Insecure, terrified people do. And that's the point. Our establishment crushes dissent not because our establishment is strong, but because it is weak and afraid. In the words of a perceptive essay this week, quote, censorship is what happens when powerful people get scared. That piece was written by a former Wall Street executive called Michael Krieger, and it's worth quoting at length here. Elites aren't afraid of what Alex Jones says, Krieger writes. They're terrified that it's popular. They're in denial about the consequences of the world they created. Trump didn't divide American society. Alex Jones didn't cause our widespread and, by the way, justified distrust in institutions. The elites did that with their spectacular failures. Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo, the stewards of which refuse to take a look in the mirror, accept blame, and reform. Censorship by Silicon Valley billionaires will backfire spectacularly. Ultimately, it's safer for society to have open public forums where all ideas, whether you consider them dangerous and crazy or not, can be openly expressed alongside each other. Deplatforming popular content won't make it go away. It will just shift to areas of the internet you may not see, where it will fester and grow stronger over time and even more intense in radicalized echo chambers. You'll think it's gone from society because it's been safely cleansed.
All right, the full video is on InfoWars.com, and he gets this professor that talks about how the left has a psychological dictatorship, the media, the colleges, they're a cult, they've got to be stopped. Mike Cernovich talks about how we come back.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I want to go interplanetary, intergalactic. We now take you live to the most banned broadcast in the world, InfoWars.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I read the classified reports later that my family was involved in, a lot of uncles and people, the stuff they did. I think my job is easy defending this republic. And we're all now in the battle for America and the world. And Mike Cernovich, documentary filmmaker, next month, his huge film, Hoax, coming out. He's already had films in the top 10 on Netflix, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, Cernovich.com. He is, joining us right now. Bill Maher hopes he commits suicide. He joins us to get into his sources, without getting into sources, my sources, Trump coming out with the tweets, exposing the censorship, Senator Warner involved, what's coming, and then what's coming next with Facebook and others wanting people's bank account info. This is, even don't believe in the Bible. Doesn't matter. Mark of the Beast is a great way to control people. Hitler would have loved it. So we're going to look at what they're currently doing and what they do next if they succeed. What will they do after the purge if the globalists win? Mike Cernovich, take over.
Well, I mean, what they're going to do is they're going to run us into gulags, Alex. I mean, there's a precedent for left-wing violence. This is not a mystery. We just went through Miles Gravely for the Cambodian genocide, Stalin and his gulags. The left wing has always wanted to imprison people. So one of two things will happen. I think actually what we'll have is a big war, because I had a thought the other day that the Vietnam War would not have happened if social media had existed. Never would have happened, because the Gulf of Tonkin incident was verifiably fake. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was fake. And everybody would be organizing on social media against the war in Vietnam. So they'll probably start a really, really big war, World War III, because without the people on social media, that's why they went after Caitlin Johnstone. She's a liberal, Alex. You and I defend the free speech of everybody. Caitlin Johnstone, she's Australian. She's a socialist, for crying out loud.
I can't even bring myself when Stelter's saying, take me off air, to say, take Stelter off. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't want Brian Stelter banned. I don't want CNN kicked off the airwaves. I want them, because I believe that the more people who watch them, the more that they lose. It's like with Hillary Clinton. There was a reason Hillary Clinton never wanted to do any campaign events.
No, I totally agree. Why don't they get that everyone hates them? Like, if everybody hated me, I'd go away.
Right. Yeah, and that's why they don't want people seeing us. Because the more people watch us, the more they wake up, the more they like us. Because we have a message of racial unity. Black, white, Hispanic. We don't care where you came from. We only care that you support freedom in America, liberty, strong values, Catholic, Christian, Jewish.
We're not using division as a power control. We just care that you're into freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And that is not what the media wants. That is not the message the media wants. The media wants to keep us divided all the time, fighting all the time. So they don't want people watching it. Because the problem is that if you read an article about Alex Jones, or if you read an article about Mike Cernovich, you would say, wow, those people sound like insane people, you know? But then you watch the video and you go, oh, wait a minute. I mean, actually, the media is fake. It was a lie. These are people, they want to bring people together. You know, you've talked about praying for people before, charity drives, you know, disaster relief with the big hurricane in Texas and everything. Where did CNN? They've never done a toy drive. I did a toy drive last year. We raised $15,000. I did a drive last year after the Manchester bombing for a group called Child Find, $5,000. Well, what, you've done many, many charity things. CNN, they don't do charity drives. They just sell advertising and make even more money for the globalist war machine.
Well, that's the thing is, it's not that we're perfect or anything, but we have good faith towards people. And that's the thing is, my biggest frustration about the deplatforming me is we still have our audience, people that, but they don't want us talking to new people. That's what they really want, is to block the new people. That's why our listeners would just tell their neighbors, everybody, hey, this is verboten. Here's the free app, or here's where you find it. Don't let them lie to you, because once they banned me, then it was Alex Jones is in the KKK, Colbert said, and he poured milk on his head. Or they had a cartoon Colbert put out where I said the Holocaust didn't happen. Both my grandfathers almost died. Both were shot down in World War II. Hitler was real. How dare you say, Colbert, with your Showtime show, it's like a cartoon, I should give it to the crew, we can play it later, that I don't believe Hitler didn't kill Jews, man? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a violent guy, but it makes me want to, I mean, I'm pissed, man, the way they steal my identity. They silence me, Mike, and then they lie about me. It pisses me off.
Well, Alex, here's what they did today, and the person who did this, I won't name him, but I can tell you he's a very good friend of Brian Stelter. This video editor who stalks my family took a video of me, and he added audio of a child being abused in the background. He uploaded it to Twitter from his verified Twitter account and tagged in child abuse organizations. And it makes it sound like my wife is literally, I was almost crying today, and made it look like my wife was abusing
our child. Let me stop you. They've gone total weaponized. They're totally deranged. They're so scared they're just firing on all weapons. So what do we do now that they've gone totally insane?
Well, the good news is that, you know, because that person who did that is a very good friend of Brian Stelter. And Brian Stelter, the SPLC actually has used this same person as a source.
And just like you brought down Gunn, you think they miscalculated.
So, yes. Yeah, so
I'm sorry I interrupted. Start over. We'll tell us what happened. We'll put the tweet on screen.
Okay. So a verified Twitter account who's good friends with Brian Stelter, they took a video of me. They added in the audio of a baby being beaten in the background, spliced it together, and they're now telling people that my wife is abusing my daughter, who's 20 months old, and it's all fake audio. They took a different video and a different audio and folded it together, and you can see they're tagging in child abuse organizations. Again, this is Brian Stelter's good friend. So what have I been doing, Alex? Well, the SPLC has used this person as a source. So I've emailed the SPLC to let them know that they're using fabricators and hoaxes as sources. I've emailed CNN, and you know why? I call this an Easter egg. One day, Brian Stelter will be sued, and when the lawyer goes through in discovery, they're going to say, Brian, why are you friends with people who make fake child abuse videos? Why do you count these people as
well? Let me say this. What the hell is up with Stelter? He comes off like he could play Pennywise without makeup. I mean, this guy is like sends shudders up my spine. At a spiritual level, I go, whoa, enemy. Like, whoa, that is the frickin' – I see you. I feel like friend. My soul feels good. I see him. I go, combat ready. I mean, what the hell's up with that dude?
Well, so what I do is I email him on his official Turner email account, very polite, because one day the lawyers are going to sue them, and all those emails, I don't send it to his Gmail because he'll delete it, they all go into the server, and then that's all going to turn up during discovery.
Let's come back and talk about it. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, it was Mike Cernovich that exposed James Gunn, Guardians of the Galaxy director, for hundreds of tweets worshiping Nambla, pedophilia, you name it. And then new videos and new photos came out that had been archived from his own website that he deleted over a year ago of him in pedophilic-style parties, catch-a-predator parties, women dressed up as little girls, all of it. And now you've got 301 priests, thousands of rape kids, the media trying to cover it up. This is the currency of this. I want to get into where we are. I want to get into Brian Stelter and his obsession with others, Oliver Darcy, on shutting us down. So, getting back to this, Mike Cernovich, Trump moving against them. We'll cover it next segment more, but where we are, who these people are, and the fact that they seem to have some green light to just, as you were covering somebody earlier, reportedly, you know, making fake videos about you and your family and your daughter, it just shows they've become totally crazed. So what is the Trump derangement syndrome, and when does it hit peak craziness?
Well, here's what I find fascinating about Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter, who try to get you banned. I have sent them videos where this account has doxed me, made fake videos of my daughter, edited videos of daughter, and this account is now making essentially child abuse fantasy videos. I don't know what kind of sicko does it. But Brian and Oliver refuse to report that a verified Twitter account, who is indeed this guy is friends, they're all running the same social circles, they refuse to report that. So what was confusing to me, Alex, is that they want to get you banned, but then when I can show them that, by the way, this is an attempted swatting. If we can pull up that fake tweet again, they're tagging in child abuse organizations to make it look like my wife is abusing our child, and then they tag in a child abuse organization.
Sure, sure. Just like they announced I had an illegal radio station, which I'd never even heard of, wasn't true, or that I hid evidence. It's all we're criminals. That's their next level. That's what I'm saying. Let's get past you and I then. Let's pull back 35,000 feet. They're getting ready to make a major move. Warner says they are. What about their attack on free speech? What does the president need to do?
Well, the president needs to introduce legislation stripping all social media companies of their Section 230 immunity. Well, the president needs to introduce. He needs to make it so that you cannot have immunities. These big tech companies are playing it both ways. They have immunity from what people post to their.
Yeah, they've got public square immunity under federal law, but then claim they can do whatever they want.
Ways. They have immunity from what. Hold on, we have a little. So that's what he needs to do. He needs to take away that immunity, and he needs to make it so that they can't play it both ways. If you're a publisher and you want to censor people, then fine, but you don't get Section 230 immunity. So that's a very, very, very easy way to make everybody play by the same rules. So if you make $1 billion or more, as these tech companies do, then they are liable for all content posted on their websites. Because they can't say, well, we're just a platform. We can't be held accountable. No, because they're now actively censoring people. So strip away their Section 230 immunity. And for those who don't know, Section 230 is part of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and it holds that platforms are not liable for content posted by third parties. And that would be great if they were neutral forums, but because they're not neutral forums, then that is a problem. Two. Because of the way the algorithms are rigged to favor Democrats, the Department of Justice must open an investigation into the social media companies to determine if the algorithms are an in-kind campaign contribution. Here's what I mean by that. If you have a billboard, you can't just give that billboard to a political candidate. That's known as in-kind contribution. There are contribution limits. So say I really like Ted Cruz, which not necessarily I do, and I donate the maximum money, I can't then go put a bunch of commercials on for him, right? Because I already maxed out. Well, what these tech companies are doing by rigging the algorithm is the functional equivalent of giving free billboards and free TV airtime.
Sure, and that's the key to the president. We're talking about the next segment. They're giving them billions in the midterm about blocking conservatives or not even letting Republican candidates or members of Congress talk to their Facebook, their Twitter, their YouTube. The Republicans are like, here's a private company, do whatever they want. I'm American. Meanwhile, all these foreign interests, the Democrats, Hollywood are in there blocking everything, getting ready to steal the election. It's unbelievable. So what does Trump need to do?
Well, that's what you need to do. Open an investigation. Start sending subpoenas to all these companies. Send them immediately a notice to preserve evidence and notice to preserve all documents.
That's it. Send them notices of antitrust and election meddling, election fraud, Federal Elections Commission. Federal Elections Commission investigation, antitrust investigation, like Trump already did, announced yesterday. Discrimination on the the housing rule. I mean, Trump definitely gets it now, so this is crazy. How do you think Trump finally woke up to this?
I don't think he is fully waking up to it, unfortunately. I don't think he fully appreciates what is actually happening and how things are going. And hopefully he will wake up and realize that you need to, because if the Democrats win in November, see, the social media companies have made a bet. They believe that Democrats will win the House in November, and then they're off the hook because they won't have Mark Meadows and Lee Zeldin and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and other people to do anything. What they'll have is the Democrats will be in control. And then, of course, you'll remember the Democrat congresswoman who's going to replace Keith Ellison, an accused domestic abuser. She has said that Israel hypnotized the world, and so they want to destroy Israel and all this other stuff that they want to do. So the big tech companies are making a gamble. They say, we think the House is going to take over in November, and as long as we help them win in November, hey, we're free and clear, because the Dems will move to impeach. It'll be Democrat-controlled majority. Everything will be safe. Everything will be fine. So that's why Trump needs to open a criminal investigation for election meddling, election engineering, and illegal in-kind campaign contributions made by the big social media companies to the Democrats. Today, they need to send out the notice to preserve evidence today. Subpoenas need to be issued tomorrow. And let's start looking into this illegal electioneering and these violations of, clear violations of campaign finance laws.
And I agree, because I've talked to top law firms. I've got Warner's own documents, his own admissions. They're saying, we're taking over, we're winning in 2018. We're going to shut you down if you don't let us do whatever we want, block all the conservatives, which is a in-kind contribution to the Democrats in the billions of dollars. This is their coup. They're making a digital, cowardly move. They think they're going to get away with all of it. And they believe that we're all stupid and don't know what's happening. So, again, specifically, the president should order all evidence be sequestered, all evidence be frozen, lawsuits should be filed, antitrust, civil rights violation, violations of voter rights. I mean, there are so many levels of this. Mike, you're a lawyer. Lay out what the president needs to do right now to stop the open stealing of the 2018 election.
Sure. The Department of Justice has a whole election fraud. Remember Dinesh D'Souza got investigated because he gave $20,000?
Remember the new Black Panther Party with a club outside a building got investigated. These are the Democrats blocking everyone, intimidating everyone to let them censor. This is unbelievable.
Right. So if Dinesh D'Souza can be investigated for giving $20,000 to a college friend through alleged shell donors, then why is there no investigation into the in-kind? Because, again, Alex, just to make it clear for everybody listening and watching, NBC can't say, hey, here's a free ad to Democrats. That's an in-kind contribution. You can't do it. It's a criminal thing. So when Twitter and Facebook rig it so that Democrat content goes to the top of the pile, that's the functional equivalent of giving someone a free commercial. That's a clear campaign contribution, billions of dollars.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is, people say, well, this is totally criminal. Why would they do it? Because they're desperate criminals that sold out to China and others. They don't know what to do. This video live, folks, is so critical in 2018. We are fighting for the future of this country. Get this video out.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so they're all over the news claiming that I'm running illegal radio stations totally made up. We've been SWAT teamed and shut down. They're claiming I'm tampering with evidence totally made up. They're putting up fake videos of Mike Cernovich torturing his two-year-old daughter. I mean, he was just doing this earlier on his own feed. I was watching it with horror. They are crazed. They are committed. They have the New York Times, and some people have recorded this, the Washington Post, calling up former employees going, we want to write a full-page ad how great you are, but if you don't, we'll ruin you. So they've been ordered by Carlos Slim and George Soros and all these people to go for broke. And now Trump has come out and said the censorship of conservatives is wrong. It's accelerated. People are waking up. Big things are happening. Trump's got some big plans to crack down on it soon. But, you know, I hope it's not a day late and a dollar short. So specifically, Mike, if you want to play the audio, just get into it if you want. I saw you do it during the break for your own stream that I hope is still live. Describe just what you deal with, because it doesn't demoralize me they're lying about me. It demoralizes me that it doesn't matter if the Washington Post, the Austin American Statesman, or the Associated Press or Reuters, they will laugh at me and fabricate lies, and that they're all these weird, weak followers who are committed to pure evil. And then you know what Trump's gone through. Once you stare down the barrel of this, you're like, hey, please don't lie. They just go, I'll do whatever I want. I mean, before we get to what happened to you lately, how do they get people like this? I mean, how did they find people? Who are these people? Like, how do they do it?
Well, I mean, they absolutely have no integrity. And yeah, exactly what you said is true, Alex. There are horrific videos edited of me where people said, oh, you like to kill people. I'm like, yes, I commit murder. And they edited that, and it makes me look bad.
Sure, but they're doing it to everybody. But the latest thing is a clip of your show, and then you're torturing your daughter in the background. It's like Twitter, Jack Dorsey's like, oh, I'm a liberal, but I let you have free speech. He lets people say murder Trump's son, kill his wife, torture her. I'm not attacking Jack Dorsey, but the claim that, what do you think Jack Dorsey's doing? Suspending me, but saying, oh, I'm letting him have free speech. If he doesn't, I think it's just a way to like stopgap Trump so Trump doesn't figure out what's happening, that he's already shadow banned the president.
Well, yeah, there's that. Speaking of the devil, this is what I love when people say, don't put your daughter on camera. It's like, I don't think these people have children. You know, when I'm...
You're allowed to celebrate it, but no, since you're going to do it, describe what happened and then play what you actually said on air versus what they aired, which Ryan Stelter's friend is putting out.
Okay, the audio, actually, Daria has the audio. It's on my Twitter timeline. So what happened in the audio is I'm just talking normally. I'm saying my daughter's being potty trained. Everything is good. Then what they do is they take that video of me, and then they add in the audio of a baby crying, and then they edit the audio of a baby being spanked in the background. So this is actually, if you think about it, that is what child abuse videos they're editing, which tells you...
Listen, take the left. They come up to me, and like, I'll be with my kids at a restaurant. They go, F you, you lost your kids. And I go, these are my children. They go, F your family. I didn't lose my children. But that's what I'm saying is their whole religion is children. They're obsessed with children.
Well, sure. And then they try to say, oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, you know, Alex, what kind of human being would have the audio of a baby being spanked? I'm sorry, but if that's what you have, that audio saved on your computer of children being abused, you don't have to be that smart to figure out what kind of sick human being.
Mike, in closing, they're going for broke. There's nothing they won't do. They're building towards violence. They're calling for violence. They're saying, I'm calling for violence when I'm not. What do you, in closing, expect them to do 79 days out from the most important election in U.S. history?
Well, they're going to keep banning any high-profile conservative voice. They're going to keep, like with Prager University, they're going to demonetize you, take the algorithms down. I told you this 2-3 months ago. I said, Alex, as bad as it is, it's going to get worse. Here's what I predict will happen. The media is going to start going through people's campaign contributions to Trump. And if you donated any money to Trump's campaign, you will not be able to get a mortgage. If people think that's crazy,
oh, it's just total mafia. That's what we're going to cover. And now they're saying in news articles, oh, you tweeted pro Trump. You don't get to go to this college. They are total mafia. And they think we'll give in to this because they're cowards. I agree. They're going after everybody's bank accounts. This is total mafia. How do we counter it?
Yeah, MasterCard banned Robert Spencer, who is not even particularly controversial. So they'll make it now. So what they'll do is they'll make
Jihad
it so
Watch.
That it, yeah, if you donate any money to Trump, you won't even be able to get a mortgage. You won't be able to open a bank account. The Secretary of the Treasury needs to issue regulations saying
and
that...
And so let's give the inside baseball. What does Trump do in an executive order? Does he let them know they're on notice about monopolies? He does that too. He says you don't discriminate on politics with bank accounts in the U.S. He does that because that's their next move.
Yeah, well, so his next move is the Secretary of Treasury has to say that it is illegal for a financial institution to discriminate against people based on their political viewpoint. They have to do that tomorrow. They have to do it right away. And I'll tell you why. Everybody goes, hey, if you don't like the internet, you know, if you don't like this site, start your website. Well, you start a website, they shut it down. Then they say, well, okay, you have to go create your own internet. Well, now they say you create your own banks, but you and I just can't go start a bank. The banks are federally regulated.
It's mark of the beast. It's total control. And like you said, the enemy already knows. They listen to our phones. They know. So we're not hiding something. Trump is right now in war council. How to counter this? How to go after the censorship? How to go after everything? Darcy knows it, so he's kind of rolling over. He's one of the lower-level guys. He's been one of the worst. But citizens have to know this is the real fight for the country. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much. Cernovich.com, @Cernovich on Twitter for now. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, this has been a wild 2 hours, and they think you can be shut down. They think you can be blocked, but Infowars.com/show. You can go sign up for the free podcast. You can go find the live video and links, StrudgeReport.com, link to it today. We're bigger than ever, but the difference is the attacks are on our credit card companies. That already happened. They're already after our way we send email. They're after our comment sections. They shut that down. We have a new section that isn't as good, but it's okay. The point is, we're fighting for your future and our future. We don't believe in monopolies and elite groups suppressing people. We're here doing this. And the left came up to me last night in a restaurant and said, "I'm glad you lost your kids." And I'm like, "Well, my kids are at home right now." But these are really cowards. They're not liberals. These are followers. These are fascists. These are scumbags. And they associate their personal power with the establishment. And they're really angry humanity's awake. That said, in closing, before, if you're watching us on the video feeds or audio feeds or local stations, we've got Counterthink with Mike Adams, a powerful hour of transmission coming up. And then tomorrow I'll be back, and David and I will be back, and I'll be back, and all the shows, Infowars.com/show, my show, 11 a.m. Central. We just sell T-shirts and books and films and water filtration and air filtration, whatever the best systems are. And they're all there, and we've got the best fish oil and the best krill oil, the best fish oil for children, honor roll, 40% off. The sale's about to end. But if you'll just financially fund us and get the new Ultimate Bone Broth, reformulated even stronger, it's 4 or 5 times the strongest in the industry. That's $19.95. It's normally $40-$50. We're selling it at cost because I did a huge order of it, and I want you to see how great it is. Brain Force, the amazing nootropic, 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you hear myself or Mike Cernovich that are frantic for freedom, that are frantic for the Republic, that are frantic to stop monopolies, that are frantic to stop the Chi-Coms, that are frantic about Brian Stelter and that creepazoid pushing for us to be banned across the internet and celebrating in his weakness and his evil against you and your family. It is your financial support that bridges the gap, and without you, we won't make it in the future. I'm a tough guy, or think I'm tough at least, so I don't sit there and tell you, you know, when I'm in trouble, because I believe in you and I don't want to sound like a wimp. But let me tell you something. I need you all to come through financially at InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go there and get the very best supplements, the very best products, the very best coffee, all of it. Sign up for AutoShip for like supplements and coffee and things you're going to reorder. So you don't forget, get 10% off when you do it. We got free shipping right now. We discount things so much that we got to sell a lot of product to fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, tell neighbors, friends, coworkers, family, your church every day about this is verboten. This is pro-America. This is what's demonized. This is what believed in the future. This is what didn't roll over. This is what wasn't cowards. At InfoWars.com/show to get the free podcast, to get the free links, the video, all of it. It's all there. We're briefing the president. We're briefing you. We're briefing the world. We're changing the future. The enemy's afraid, but we're nothing without you. Please help yourself. Help us. Spread the word.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.